Now, I'm beyond intrigued about exactly what the Festival of Love and Lust is. Could you shed a little bit of light for us?
Yeah, sure. So the Festival of Love and Lust is run by the School of Really Good Sex. And what we do is we create safe spaces for people to explore and have new experiences surrounding, you know, sex and sexuality and alternative forms of sex and sexuality. So we look at getting people into their bodies, attempting to try things like BDSM and Tantra and different kind of body work, and also very philosophical and intellectual stuff as well surrounding those topics.
Wow. So it's a space to come and learn about aspects of sex and love and lust that maybe people haven't explored in their lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
How did this all come about?
Well, actually, the school began with a festival, with the Festival of Really Good Sex, which we have that runs in January.
Uh-huh.
And that's based off a sex festival that runs in Europe, which is really radical and amazing and alternative. So Peter Banky is the person who I work with to build the school and to create the festivals. And he lived in Berlin and was part of that process in Europe. And when he came back to Australia, he, you know, brought that with him. And yeah, we've built from there.
How do you find people respond to the festivals?
I mean, everyone that comes to the festivals responds fairly well. It's definitely confronting topics and it can be triggering at times, but it's a very safe and loving environment. And, you know, there's always a community that's created by the end of that experience. Mm. So it's always quite positive.
Do you ever come across anything that surprises you? Being someone who kind of works in this world and works around a lot of these topics, I'm sure a lot of it is quite not commonplace, but it isn't something that you haven't come across before. When you're putting the festival together, especially this year, was there anything that you came across that maybe you thought, oh, I haven't explored that before, or that's not something that we've seen kind of commonly yet?
Well, I think every time we bring up this topic, there's always something new to explore, you know. And after going, I went to Europe myself to see the community there and the festivals there. And after coming back, I really got a deeper understanding for what it is that we lack and struggle with in the Australian community when it comes to sex and sexuality. And I think what's shocked me the most in the last 6 months is the deep realization of how much shame and repression there really is here.
Mm, it is quite a taboo topic almost.
Yeah, for sure.
You've got a bunch of workshops and talks on offer, and you mentioned a few before, but what are you most excited to bring to people? What are you most excited to be a part of the festival this year?
Well, personally, I'm most excited for my workshop on objects for sex play, which should be pretty fun. But I'm excited for all of it. I think the Festival of Love and Lust, it's a new festival for us. We're trying to bring in people that wouldn't normally come to a sex festival because that perhaps sounds a bit frightening. And yeah, I feel like we'll get a lot of new people, and I'm excited to bring all the topics to them. I mean, we've got rope play, we've got Wheel of Consent, we've got all kinds of you know, touch and yoga and body movement and all kinds of things, even yoni massage and the Bordello, which is a really fun workshop where people get an opportunity to take on different roles.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Now, so even sitting here, it is something that is very confronting for me, I've got to admit. But I think by bringing festivals like this to Sydney, bringing festivals like this to Australia, as you said there, people will be more willing to open up, more willing to kind of confront sex, sexuality and the whole idea of love and lust and break down that taboo, break down that stereotype, which I think, as you said there, we have a huge kind of shame surrounding sex and sexuality in Australia.
Yeah, and a fear as well. I mean, it's often likened to something sinful or immoral, which is a big reason why all the shame and repression exists.
Mm. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you so much for joining us this morning and explaining a little bit more. Best of luck with the festival.
No worries. Thank you so much.